we want the ICC to do is look at some of the variable rate offers we've seen from electric suppliers over the last few months. There's nothing inherently wrong with variable rates. These are rates that can change monthly. But we saw a significant increase in prices with some companies over the last few months, getting to maybe six times the utility rate. And when we examined those contracts and marketing materials that the consumers who called us to complain about, when we examined them, we saw that they really didn't provide any information. And we believe that that violates the law that really requires transparency in pricing. So we want to make sure that the market is working well. Customers need to have transparent pricing to be able to effectively shop. And so that's why we called on the ICC to investigate this.
How do you think they are misleading people? Are they making things confusing, or what it seems to be the common practice that you're noticing?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest problem that we've noticed is that at the end of the day, when on these variable rates, the law requires transparency in pricing, basically, which is common sense. You need to know what it is you're buying. When we looked at the contracts, all the contracts said at the end of the day was that you're going to be on a variable price without providing any information about how that's going to be calculated. So without providing, you know, what market index it's going to be based on, or the formula or the methodology that would be used to determine it. The reason why that's a problem is because, in a sense, customer would have no idea how that rate is being determined. And, you know, in the last few months, we saw examples of a rate that was maybe, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 cents a kilowatt hour go to 32 cents a kilowatt hour at a time when the utility price was about 5.5 cents a kilowatt hour. We've also had instances of customers not basically recalling that they ever signed up to begin with, suggesting that there could be instances of slamming here where people were switched against their will.
Now, it's been about 4 years since consumers were allowed to choose an electric alternative supplier. Can you kind of go back and explain what customers can do if they're they're looking to switch or want to switch?
Yeah, when you're switching your to another electric supplier, what you're doing is basically switching the energy portion of your bill, in a sense, the cost of electricity itself. Your bill really has two components. There's the delivery component, all the costs of delivering electricity to your home, the wires, labor, poles. And then there's the electricity portion or the energy portion. That's, you know, the cost of the electricity itself. So when you switch to an alternative supplier, you're only switching the energy portion. What that means is that you're still going to be with Ameren for delivering the electricity, and you're going to pay those Ameren rates, and those won't change. But the rate for the energy portion can change, and in effect, the alternative suppliers can charge you whatever it is they want as long as they disclose that. We've seen cases where they can offer savings. We've seen cases where they don't offer savings. And so it is a little complicated. It is something that I think consumers are just now starting to get used to. You know, we certainly want to make sure that the market works as well as it can for consumers. And that's why we filed this petition, because at the end of the day, you know, we want to make sure that consumers have the information they need to make educated decisions.
Over the course of these 4 years, have you seen these instances where the price differential is occurring a lot, or does that seem to be a recent development?
This is the extent and the magnitude of the differential is a recent development. We've seen instances where an alternative supplier price is higher than the utility price. We've seen the reverse, where it could be lower than the utility price. This is particularly true with a municipal aggregation, where a town comes together and negotiates for the best deal. But the extent, the magnitude of the types of price spikes that we saw with some companies over the last few months, that's new, where you'd get a rate that could be six times higher than the utility price. And, I think that it raises a lot of questions, especially when you consider that we believe that it wasn't really disclosed that they could do that. All they said is that it's a variable rate, but if you don't basically provide a methodology and how you're going to calculate that, the consumer has no idea of really knowing what it could get to. And I think that's certainly a problem.
Are there any particular companies that have caught your attention?
In general, it looks to be some of the smaller companies. Some of the companies we've received complaints about include Major Energy, Nordic Energy, Viridian, Public Power, and Sterion. There are others as well. you know, so it's something that we want to take a look at. It's not everyone in the market. There are certainly people acting appropriately, but it's enough of a concern to us that we want to put a stop to it, because it's not good for anyone, including marketers, you know, to have offers out there that are that really aren't transparent and don't provide consumers the information they need.